Hi there, club members, and welcome to this week's live session. Let's go straight to our Trello board and have a look at what we're covering today. Let's share my screen. And clicking on today, here we are. We are, first of all, going to move through our second daily focus coming from the Charles Cobes presentation. So I'll explain what that's about. And then we're going into the guts of today, which is January being goals month. So we're going to be moving through a process of identifying and achieving practice goals for this coming month of January. I also want to mention to you, I might drag this one up to the top here, podcast. So myself and a buddy of mine, Shannon Merlot, have decided to collaborate and start presenting a podcast. We've got a number of episodes under our belt already, and we've just recently started to release them. And so I've got on the Trello card here the link to Practicing the Art of Small Business. So that'll take you straight through to our website. And on the website, you can actually choose to look at the audio episodes or to listen to the audio episodes or to watch the video episodes. This here is Shannon Merlot. She is, we've been friends for a good few years now. We've gotten closer over the COVID period when we started catching up and just chatting about small business and the challenges that we all face within that. And also as small business owners and the personal self-development and growth and maneuvering that we go through when we do own a small business. And so if you are either the manager of people within the small business, which is the dental practices that you work in, or you actually own the dental practice and you'd like to get a different perspective, a different take, and a few opinions about all the things that go on with managing teams, attracting and keeping clients, and managing yourself as a business owner, then you might really enjoy Practicing the Art of Small Business podcast. And just click, as I say, on the audio episodes, and that will take you through. There's my internet changes screens here. Straight through to all of the episodes that we've got today. So the first one's just a bit of an introduction. Then we moved into purpose and vision and why they're important within your small business. And the latest one is, do you have a growth mindset? And we've also got the video episodes there. They're all uploaded onto a YouTube channel. So if you prefer to sit back and be a little bit more entertained and just have the audio, then you've got a visual as well for you. So I'll tick that one off as being done. If you are interested in podcasts, if you already listen to them, there are so many magnificent podcasts out there. I'm just going to quickly jump onto the website as well, because there's a number of podcasts that I do recommend, and it's on the website itself under Julie Recommends. There's a number there that are very entertaining and they are very helpful. I'm just going to scroll down the first few bits there, and then we get down to podcasts I listen to. Of course, I listen to myself. How terribly entertaining. Also, there's the Charles Cobes Show, and many of you would see that coming into your inboxes on a regular basis, and also on the Facebook, the club members page. We've also got a few other ones as well. Some of them are dental related, such as The Thriving Dentist, The Newbie Dentist, Dentistry Uncensored with Howard Ferranis, excellent. The Savvy Dentist is also very good with Dr. Jesse Green. And Colm Harney's Communicating Health, that's stopped now, but go back into the old recordings. They're very entertaining to listen to and very helpful and insightful. Dental Head Start and The Cheeky Dentist with Dr. Rachel Hall, which I love also. And then there's another one here, Best Self-Management 15-5, such an amazing, wonderful group. And they have a quite new way of managing people, not dental related at all, but I really do recommend that one. That's a very enjoyable one to listen to. If you haven't yet been exposed to podcasts, jump in. Gosh, there are just so many, and they're also enormously helpful and educational. So I think if you are interested to be on that self-awareness journey, self-improvement journey, or to improve your practice itself and to learn new ways of doing things and your practice of dentistry as well, these are just tremendous. There are so many different topics out there and focuses, so do jump on board with them. Now, the daily focus, as you know, we've got, I'm going to have a quick stop share here. Charles Kroves presented last time on his 7 strategies for making 2021 a powerful year for you. Those 7 strategies, we're focusing on each one for 7 weeks in a row. Last week was preparing your goals for mind, body, and spirit. Go back into your old emails if you didn't get to see those daily focuses, and go back into the old recording as well of Charles presenting on these topics, and you'll get much more of a guidance of how to apply these to 2021. This current week is accepting that you create your own reality. And there's a series of questions in the daily focus that you'll see coming through your email inbox this coming week, which will just pose different questions. And it highlights how we all have quite different answers to these very same questions. And we are so unique with the way we move through this world that we create our own reality. It's just such a wonderful thing to understand when you start taking responsibility for the reality that you've created to date, and then add to that the awareness that you can change that if you would like, and you can create whatever reality that you want and desire. It's just a magnificently empowering thing. So do have that as your current week's focus, and good luck with it. Please let me know how you go with it. Going back to sharing the screen, just making sure my phone's on silent, just averted there. We've ticked our daily focus off, and now we're going into what we're talking about today. And that is identifying practice goals. And so within this month of January, as I say, we are looking at how to identify goals for your practice. So whereas the daily focus was more around self, mind, body, spirit, what we're talking about this month of January is identifying practice goals that you can try to achieve as a dental practice, as a team, for the year of 2021. And the very first thing is identifying what goals we're actually going to try to achieve. But in the coming next 3 weeks after today, we will then be going through, so next week will be all about how to establish a plan to achieve those goals. And then the week after that will be tracking your performance throughout the year to make sure you are on track to achieving your goals. And then for the final week of January, we're talking about how to get your team on board with you and your vision for the goals for the year 2021. So everyone is moving towards the same common goal, together, motivated, happy, enthusiastic together. So first of all, identifying your practice goals. Let's focus on that topic just tonight. Now, the challenge around achieving goals, some people are great goal achievers. They set their goals, they achieve them, no problems at all. And a helpful tool that I think is key to talk about, just for a quick moment, I was listening to another podcast through this past week, and there was a wonderful recommendation, because this is what I've certainly experienced to date in my life. It's a wonderful process to move through, to go through steps to make sure that you can trust yourself to remain committed to something that's important to you. I'm just going to stop sharing for a quick moment. So quite often we think, oh, I really should do this, or I should have that goal, I really want to achieve that thing. And in the back of our mind, we've got a voice that says to us, you probably won't achieve it. You never do what you say you're going to do. I don't quite trust you to go ahead and achieve the things that you state you're going to achieve. We want to do everything we can to make sure that nasty little voice in the back of our head plays no role in our world anymore. It is never, ever helpful. In my world, it's never, ever been helpful. And overcoming that voice has been extraordinarily helpful for me. So one of the things that was discussed in this podcast that I listened to just in the last couple of days that I thought, gosh, that's a very good thing to do, was developing a trust within yourself that when you set a goal, you will achieve it. For a start, when you do set a goal, say to yourself, of course, I know I can trust myself to achieve this goal. I'm going to remain committed to this goal. But sometimes doing that for a whole year, for a yearly goal, is a very big ask. So let's talk about really small, minor goals that you can set yourself just for today, just for tomorrow, just for this week, achieve those simple, straightforward, short-term goals. Do that on a regular basis, and then you will start to develop a trust in yourself that what you say, you will do. If you then extrapolate that out to your whole team, that's a helpful thing to do as well. Let's not talk about huge goals at the moment, but as a team, just for today, we're going to do this thing. We're going to remain committed to this thing today, or we're going to remain committed to this thing for a week. And we're going to continue doing those small, minor, short-term goals. Set them, figure out how to achieve them, and then achieve them, because we can remain motivated for a short period of time. And then we can start trusting ourselves and trust within the team itself that what we say we're going to do, we're going to do. Little short-term goals could be, I'm going to make sure I get to bed by 10 o'clock every night this week, 10 o'clock every night this week. And then put an alert in your phone, an alarm, at 9:45, start getting ready for bed. Remind yourself, see, it's just for a week. It's important that I do this. It's important that I can trust myself to do this. Close enough to me, and then go ahead and do that. Another goal could be, I'm going to have 2 alcohol-free days this week. It's going to be Tuesday and Thursday. Again, set yourself a reminder, write it in your daily planner, do whatever you need to do to provide additional support for yourself, additional motivation to yourself, remind you of why it's so important. I'm doing this so I can teach myself to trust myself. And then go ahead and achieve those goals. At the end of that week, when you've done that, when you've achieved that goal, pat yourself on the back. Say it out loud. I'm so awesome. I can absolutely trust myself. I set goals and I achieve them. That's what I do now. I set goals and I achieve them. So try that as an exercise. I think that could really help boost your own self-awareness and your self-confidence in yourself, that when you do start then in the future, set additional goals, you may be able to get rid of that little niggly voice in the back of your mind that says, I don't think you're going to do it, because there's going to be another voice going, well, we've lived it. We do this. This is what we do now. Going back to our little mini PowerPoint. So three of the challenges around achieving goals is, one, there is a lack of clarity. So a lack of clarity could be, we just want to earn more turnover this year than we did last year, or I just want to lose weight. So there's a lack of specific clarity, specificity around the goal itself. And so it becomes a little bit airy-fairy. A second element to, which is a challenge when we're trying to achieve goals, is that we lack commitment to it. So, yep, I want to lose weight, or I want to have a greater turnover by the end of the year. We'll do it. No dramas. We'll just do it because it's important. We'll do it. But you don't have that really strong commitment when you actually sit down and work out a plan of how to get there. So there's a lack of commitment behind there. Also, there's a challenge of consistency of focus and effort. And so it's a really compelling goal today. It's really compelling tomorrow. It was really compelling the following day. But then it became, you know, by the time the following month came, you can't quite remember the goal that you put in place in the first place. And certainly 6 months down the track, you're not doing anything to think about or do anything about that goal on a daily or weekly basis. And so there's a lack of consistency of focus and effort. And we're going to work around those today. I've got a little quote down the bottom here. You are 42% more likely to reach your goals if you write them down. So even I always say to people, even if you don't ever look at that piece of paper again, if something's important, write it down. Writing things down on paper leaves a stronger impression in our brain, whether it's a goal, whether it's a quote that we love, whether it's an intention, whether it's an interesting point that we've read in a book somewhere, or that we've had a thought come into our brain, we should do that thing. Write it down. Don't think to yourself, I won't bother writing it down because I never read it again. That's not the point. That's just part of the point. It's always great to have a book that you write all your bits and pieces down that you can then pick up later on and remind yourself, oh, that's right, I remember all those interesting points. But another key element to writing things down is that it leaves a stronger impression on our brain. We are more likely to remember it. And certainly with goals, there is something about writing them down, because you are 42% more likely to reach your goals if you write them down. That's a big, big boon. So in order to address these three areas, let's first of all gain the clarity and commitment to our goals. And many of you would have heard about making your goals a SMART goal. The reason why SMART goals are so spoken about in circles of goals is because in order to have a goal that is achievable and to put yourself on a key path to actually make these goals happen, then we need to make sure that they're a SMART goal. And the very first one is S for specific. And this is coming back to that clarity point. We want to make it really clear about what we're trying to achieve. So making your goal specific. I don't want to just increase turnover. I want to increase turnover by 50,000 by the end of the year or by 10% by the end of the year. Be very specific. I want to increase the number of new patients that we get by 5 every month rather than just increase it. So the specificity is key. Going back to the weight, I want to lose 10 kilos in weight. Or what I do like about what Charles talks about, not to lose weight because lose is a negative, but I want to gain muscle, or I want to increase my fitness. And so try to make it a positive in your life rather than a negative. But the key area around the S in SMART goals is make it specific. Be as specific as you possibly can. The next one is make it measurable. Make it measurable. And so you want to be able to determine, am I getting anywhere? Like a month down the track, when I look back at my goal, am I going to be able to measure that in some way? And you can measure things in all sorts of different ways. It's very obvious how to measure a weight goal. You just stand on the scales. It's very easy to measure a turnover goal. You just look at your turnover in your dental software, how much money has turned over in this business. So you do need to be able to make it measurable so you can actually track your progress. The A in SMART goal is achievable. I want to lose 100 kilos in 3 months. It's just not achievable. I want to quadruple the turnover of this business in 6 months. It's just not achievable. So if it's not achievable, you will lose motivation pretty quickly because you won't feel like you're progressing towards it. So make it achievable. I want to have an increase of 10% in turnover, an increase in 10% on new patients every month. I want to reduce my weight by a certain number. So make sure it's an achievable figure. The R in SMART goal is make it relevant. So especially when we're talking about a goal that is for you personally or for your team, if it's not relevant to you, if it's not relevant to your team, you lack enthusiasm around it because it really doesn't impact your life in any way. You can't make it meaningful to you. So the relevance of that goal in your world makes it meaningful to you. When it's meaningful to you, we're tapping into our emotional space. And that's what helps us remain motivated. So make it relevant. And time bound. Rather than just say, I want to increase turnover. I want to increase turnover every single month. So by the end of 12 months, we've increased it to this particular figure. I want to lose weight in the next 6 months, but I want to lose 10 kilos in the next 6 months. And so make it time bound. If you don't make it time bound, then you will achieve the goal possibly one day, I don't know, 50 years down the track. So definitely make it time bound. That will also help you keep accountable all the way through. So when we're looking at identifying, I'm going to go to the next slide there. I actually broke this down into smaller, that was such a long list. And as you can imagine, the amount of goals that you can achieve and set yourself as a practice are enormous. We don't want to overwhelm ourselves with too many of them either, though. We want to make sure it's an achievable goal. And so we could identify 20 achievable goals in the practice, but if we're trying to achieve 20 separate goals in the practice, then that becomes in itself unachievable. So do make sure that you don't just make too many goals. You want to make enough goals that you're making a difference to your dental practice and the business itself, but you don't want to have so many that it's overwhelming the whole team and they don't end up being able to achieve any of them. And so some of the obvious ones are increasing the turnover of the practice. sometimes we can sit back and go, well, we do want to improve, but I'm not quite sure in what area. You could make this a brainstorming session as well. If you have open book management, especially, it would be a fantastic thing to do. What do we want to try to achieve this year? So increasing turnover is a bit of an obvious one. That's why it's at the top of the list. Another goal that you may want to improve upon as a practice is increasing the new patient numbers. You may wish to improve productivity. So this is different from turnover. Productivity might mean we're going to be much more efficient in our appointment book. We're going to start getting rid of those broken appointment times, getting rid of those 15-minute lags in between appointment times. So we're going to make sure that we tighten up everything that we do, all of our systems and everything in the surgery. So things that used to take us an hour and a half to do, now they're just going to take us an hour and a quarter to do. So in the same allocated period of time, we are going to be more productive. We're going to get more done in a shorter period of time. That might be as a legitimate practice goal to have. Another few goals that you may wish to implement within your practice is let's think about reducing the costs in the business. And so a classic one would be the consumables. Let's look at how much money that we spend on consumables every single month. What can we do to reduce that down without reducing down our ability to be productive and be efficient and be happy in what we do? So what areas can we reduce the costs in? A classic one is the disposable cups that we use for the patient mouthwash. That could be any cup we like. We may want to choose to go to paper cups because, one, they're cheaper and they're not as bad for the environment when we toss them out. Always keep in mind, though, when you're reducing costs with some things such as tissues, you think, oh, let's get the cheapest tissues. Well, the cheapest tissues you use twice as much of to get the same job done, same as toilet paper. So do have a think about where you're reducing your costs down. If you're also reducing your costs down in areas where in the application of that, such as we're going to get that really cheap whatever, but it's such a tricky thing to use that it's taking us more time to use it, then it's not going to end up reducing your costs down. A wonderful thing to do with your consumables ordering is just to do an assessment of everything. So let's have a look at what we do order. How much do we spend on a monthly basis? Let's set ourselves a budget as well to make sure that we're just ordering the same amount roughly every single month, so that over the expanse of a year, just because we've focused on it, we've actually spent less over the whole year. Let's have a think about two other ways of reducing the costs to the business. Have you ever called up your electricity companies or your insurance companies and asked for a discount, or if there's a better deal that you can have? Is there a more effective way of getting a regular cleaning done or regular garden maintenance done? So think about ways you can reduce your costs. Again, a wonderful brainstorming session. Another goal you may want to implement into your practice is to improve patient retention. So in essence, that really is improving patient satisfaction. The happier people are, the more they will be loyal to your practice and not want to go anywhere else. And so when you set out the intention to improve patient retention, that has a knock-on effect to customer service and the experience that you're delivering to your patients. It's a wonderful goal to have in your practice. When you start to improve patient retention, you are improving the viability of your business. A dental practice to the extreme, it's made up just of emergency patients that hardly ever come back for recalls, that has a lower viability than one that has attracted a whole bunch of long-term patients that come every 6 months for their regular checkups and cleans. And that is a client base that can take that practice forward. And so that is a more viable business. So improving patient retention is a wonderful goal to have as a practice. Another one is to improve the consistency and efficiency of your systems. You know, systems is a funny thing. Some people know exactly what all the systems are. I still get the question by some dental teams of, what do you mean by systems? And so the consistency and efficiency of your systems is how well your business operates, how well it rolls out the experience to patients, the dental treatment of patients, the management of the team itself, the management of reception, and the management of your whole patient base. And so the improvement of the consistency and efficiency of your systems can, in essence, improve patient retention, can help reduce costs, and can help increase turnover as well. So that's a wonderful goal to have as a practice. Another one could be more home-based, just within the walls itself. Improve team harmony. How many dental teams have you been a part of that you thought to yourself, goodness me, we could use a more harmonious team. We're backbiting, we're gossiping, we're not helping each other out enough here. Let's all identify how we can possibly improve the way our team communicate and interact and behave with one another. And so we have a much happier team. And a happier team is more productive and more efficient, so everyone wins. And more loyal. Oh my goodness, be more loyal. Another little handful of goals could be, let's think about ways to reduce stress. That's one of our goals. We're going to reduce the amount of stress that we experience in this dental practice moving forward. So if we gave ourselves a 1 out of 10, how stressed are we right now as a practice? You might say, gosh, we're 7 out of 10. Their systems are falling down. We don't have team harmony. And the patients that we're seeing don't enjoy coming along to their appointment times and are always frustrated with us. It creates a lot of stress in our world. So how are we going to reduce our stress down? We're going to address those areas. We're going to put better systems in place. We're going to make sure we increase customer service so we have happier patients coming in. And we're going to make sure that we're not just squeezing in emergency patients. That causes a lot of stress in the clinical room. And so then by the end of every month after that, make sure it's measurable. Out of 10, how stressed does each person feel? As long as it's coming down, we know whether we're doing the right thing and achieving our practice goal. Improve team skills and performance. This is a huge one. You know, sometimes we hire skilled people into their roles and then we don't train them. We need to be on a constant path of improvement, a constant path of development, that constant and never-ending improvement in ourselves as performers and as a team, as a practice, in order to continually improve and get better as a practice. So what are we going to do to start improving the team skills and performance? It's amazingly motivating to feel like that you're progressing and getting better. Expanding your services, that might be another goal. Okay, we've been a general practice for a long time. We're all doing, you know, our little bits of fillings and root canals and all the rest of it, and we're being wildly successful. But we want to all of a sudden start doing implants or start doing Invisalign. There's going to be another additional element to the services that we offer. We're going to expand our services, and that's our goal for this year. So that could be another practice goal that you have. So I'm just going to come out of that screen. So this current week, what I would like you to do, have a look through those goals and have a think if you've got other goals that you would like to implement for your practice this coming year, this year of 2021. The very first thing we need to do is identify where we want to go. So identify the goals for your practice. Do make sure that the goals that you're going to identify are specific. And so if we go back to one of them, increase new patient numbers, we've touched on that one already. Let's have a look at improved productivity, for example. How do you get specific about that? At the moment, we have 70% of our appointment book filled as productive. We want to improve that to 85%. Or at the moment, we have a broken appointment time, right? So people that don't turn up to their appointment time, so FTAs, or they late cancel, all the time isn't booked at all, so it's just lost time. We have that filling up our book to a degree of 10%. We want to reduce that down to 5%. So make sure you get specific about your goal. Make sure it is measurable. This is our goal. So going back to the productivity again, we want to reduce down our broken appointment time rate by 5%. How are we going to measure that? Well, we're going to make sure that we count up all the minutes. And so normally appointment books are in 15-minute gaps or 10-minute gaps. So let's just talk about 15-minute gaps. We lose 1 hour every day with broken appointment times. And so the way we're going to be measuring that is that we're going to track every broken appointment time, whether it's a failed appointment time or a late cancellation. We're going to count up how many minutes that we miss out every single week or every single month. And we're going to bring that figure to the staff meeting every month. And that's how we're going to make sure it's measurable. That's how we're going to know whether that's decreasing, increasing, or remaining the same. We want to make sure it's achievable. So we're not going to say we want zero broken appointment times. That is not realistic. People are always going to fail and late cancel their appointment times. But we want to make sure
that this is an achievable goal. So we want to have a goal in place, but we're not going to say we're going to be 100% perfect. We also want to make sure it's relevant. So one way to make sure that everyone's very understands the meaning behind that goal and the relevancy to them is adding up how much time does this mean. Now, let me just get my calculator so I can quickly show you what it means. Let's just say a young dental practice may have, or a young dentist may have the after being out of uni for a few years, they may have the hourly turnover rate, the hourly productive rate, their own, what they bill out every hour on average being, let's say, $400. That means every quarter hour, they earn $100. If they lost 1 hour every day due to broken appointment times, let's bring it right down. Let's make it really conservative. Let's just say they lost half an hour every day due to a broken appointment time or late cancellations on average every day. So, of course, that is $200 times every day. Let's say they work 4 days out of five working days every week for, let's multiply by four. And let's just say that they work 46 weeks a year. So there's usually 4 weeks annual holidays and then another couple of weeks of public holidays. That means we're going to times that by 46. That means that that particular dentist, due to broken appointment times, they lose $36,800 every single year. That's how you can make the goal relevant. This is how much money it's impacting us, team. Oh, goodness me, I had no idea it was that much money. Now it's more relevant to me. Make it meaningful to them and make it time bound. Let's make sure that we are tracking this figure every single month, because by the end of the year, we want to reduce that down just to 5% of the time, or 5% of the amount of productive time that we lose. So make sure it's time bound as well. So that's your goal for this coming week, is to identify what goals you would like to put in place for this year of 2021. Make sure that they are SMART goals and don't do too many of them. But we're going to put in place next week a plan to actually achieve those goals. I'm just going to go back to stop share. Actually, no, I'm going to go back to share. No, we've done all our bits and pieces. We have moved through that. We have ticked off today's session, and we're going to drag it over to our completed section. The recording will be ready within an hour, so you can have a look at it at any time, and it will be uploaded to the Club Hub within the next hour as well. Good luck with this current week, and I really do hope you get some exciting goals that you can identify so that we can start putting a plan in place to achieve them next week. And enjoy the daily focus coming up as well, and start creating your own reality. Have a fantastic, fantastic week, and do jump onto the podcast, Practicing the Art of Small Business, if you would like, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. Thanks a lot. See you later.